want to dedicate this segment to my late colleague, sports medicine mentor, Bob Guida, one of the leading sports therapists, gosh, in the country. I met Bob in the late 70s. He was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe in the 60s. He went on to become a prominent kinesiotherapist, sports therapist. And he opened a facility called Sports Fitness Institute in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, which had Nautilus machines back in the 70s, one of the earliest facilities to have those machines, and a list of clients that was endless. Bob was the strength and conditioning coach of the National and Olympic men's and women's volleyball teams. He was a valuable consultant with the Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, the world of tennis. And we became close colleagues because of Bob's tremendous appreciation for the role of the foot in sports and the whole role of orthotics. And amazingly, Bob was involved in launching me in the world of radio. It's the late 70s. Again, we're working with the Bears. He's seeing all of these different athletes. And there was a local Elmhurst, Illinois, WKDC radio station with a Hall of Fame high school coach, Dick Chase, hosting the show, talking school sports, Chicago sports. And we became a weekly, monthly fixture. And I never stopped over all of these years. Guida was a magician in the world of balance training. He was somebody who really instigated the use of rubber bands, surgical tubing, and elastic bands as part of exercise equipment. And again, he paid tremendous attention to balance and stability. People would walk into Sports Fitness Institute, and they might see Jim McMahon of the Bears balancing on a balance beam on the floor with a helmet on with a weight attached to it, challenging balance, demanding stability. And he and I earmarked it, and I'm going to keep it going, which is the title, Instability Training. Whether it's tilt boards, whether it's balance beams, whether it's mini trams, the innovative sand dune stepper, including balance. And it's funny, our first guest today, we were talking with Brian, the director of balance development for physical therapy. What a big deal they make out of this inclusion in the world of physical therapy. And going back all of those different years, Bob was a innovator in corrective stretching and warming up. He wrote about sometimes the dangers of the kinds of exercises that we took for granted, like toe touching and yoga plow and overstretching and causing more trouble than not. And I remember, boy, they came after him like crazy when he started talking about whether stretching as a routine warm-up was all that special. Bob talked a lot about circuit training. PHA, he wrote about peripheral heart action, which was keep moving and you're working aerobically. So even if you're lifting weights and you're doing machines, anaerobic strength training, if you're mixing it up, working your shoulders, work your legs, move to this machine, go to that machine, you are stimulating the heart action that aerobic activity like walking or running would do. And it was innovative, during those years. Bob saw some of the best athletes in the world over the years, again, whether it was the men's and women's Olympic volleyball team, whether it was doing so much of the shoulder post-operative rehab in Jim McMahon, to the days when we were at the facility, SPRI, Sports Performance and Rehab Institute, when we combined with some of the local orthopedic specialties, and in walked John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and Tracy Austin in the world of tennis. And Bob, again, was a great educator in all areas of neuromuscular activity, and the including these things into post-injury rehabilitation, in kinesiotherapy, where they specialize in post-trauma and post-injury, and him including the kinesiotherapy into sports world. And Bob was an innovator of vibrational healing. It's incredible how big massage is today and massage units, and this was one of the therapies that Bob Guida incorporated to enhance healing, enhance recovery, was deep massage with different kinds of modalities that he would use. He had some famous expressions. He'd say, you know, until you get into that athlete's head, he's not going to really listen to what you're talking about, when he was talking about the whole philosophy of dealing with some of these superstars and how you got them to listen to what he was talking about. And the what we're going to be doing in the future in the Sports Doctors In segment is we're going to include one of Bob Guida's pearls, one of his endless array of exercise performance enhancement ideas as part of that segment. So rest in peace, my friend. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil.